This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy you're here. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some awesome music. Good afternoon. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquim, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can stream online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome. This is Raccoon City, here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm Katie, your host, and I'm so happy and excited to be here on this wonderful, fine Tuesday afternoon. Today, I have such a special and amazing, gorgeous day because we are here joined in the studio with Apolline Deschatson.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you so much for being here, Apolline. We are so excited to talk to you. Apolline has some newly released singles, some previously released singles, and some really cool collaborations that she's going to talk about today. So definitely stick around to hear all about it. Up first, we're going to listen to some really gorgeous and amazing sounds before we talk about Apolline's really cool music and lovely, amazing sounds. Up first, here is May 9th by Karakuban on their album A La Salsa.
Oh,
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
So fun, so cool, so awesome. Welcome back. That was just Un, deux, trois by Manya. So fun, so epic. This is CJSF. You are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1, and I'm your host, Katie. And today I am joined with the gorgeous, amazing Apolline Deschatzin. Hi, Apolline.
Hi, Katie. You are also gorgeous and amazing and incredible.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Of course. Thank you for coming on. The reason why I was playing Manya is because she's a French-Canadian artist. And Apolline is also a French-Canadian artist. She is so cool. She is so fun. And she has recently come out with some really cool singles. She's just recently released one. It's called Isn't She the Most Beautiful Thing You've Ever Seen? And she did this in collaboration with Ocean Song Project. Am I right, Eveline?
Yes. So the Ocean Song Project was started just by another UBC student, a student at the University of British Columbia, who was inspired by what was called the Birdsong Project, I think. And it was just a way to combine, you know, ocean activism with artistry. So some of the guiding values of the initiative was artistry with purpose, justice and inclusion, and also ocean stewardship. So, you know, to care for something with sustainability in mind. After all, like, the ocean provides a lot of our oxygen, is actually just the life source for all life on Earth. Yet there continues to be so many environmental abuses and continued extraction and just a lot of harm done to the ocean. And so as environmental activists, we wanted to combine our passion for the environment and the ocean specifically with art. And so it was just a great way to bring a bunch of like-minded Vancouver and also artists all around the world, actually, to get on a communal Discord channel, share resources, share our strengths, and write our own music about the ocean. And it was a super awesome initiative because it really brought together a lot of musicians with complementary strengths. So I'm a good songwriter and singer, but I don't have very much like skills in the production side. And so there were producers that were able to help me that were also aligned with this project. There was another musician who helped me with like synths and ambient sounds. You'll hear in this song, there's actually a lot of field recordings. There's like, there's whale recordings in there. It's like really hard to pick up if you don't know. There's also ocean recordings. All of these recordings were done by a field sound artist who gathered that for me. So it was a really awesome way to collaborate with other artists, get involved in the community, and also just write a song with a purpose.
Mm-hmm, totally. And the ambient like nature sounds that you mentioned, I actually did pick up on when I was doing Listen, the song, and it's so cool. I really love, like, in the beginning you can hear the wave sounds and like ocean sounds and various other like nature sounds included in the track, which I think is really cool. And also I feel like such a West Coast vibe from those nature sounds. Like they feel like very at home, which is a really nice way to tie in your like surrounding and like land-based like sort of learning from music and sound. And it's just such a cool way to like combine with the Ocean Sound Project. I am curious though, like, how did you get involved with them? Like, how did that come about?
I think I just saw a poster.
Oh, cool.
Or something. Or maybe it was an Instagram ad. I just know I saw something that said Ocean Song Project. And it was like, apply here. And I was like, sure. And I applied and it was awesome. And we were actually, I should also specify, the project was sponsored by Ocean Wise. So that helped the founder, Michelle Reed. She's the one that started Ocean Song Project, kind of have some funding to be able to like fund for like, you know, collaborative events and also give some honorarium to artists, but it was mainly volunteer based. But yeah, I should mention that they are sponsored by that. And I just saw an Instagram ad and was like, sure, this sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's such a cool way to get involved with other artists who are passionate about the same topic and about the same sort of environmental cause, because everything is related and everything is connected, and especially in the arts and in nature and sound, it's important to talk about it, bring it up, and if you're going to create something, it's really nice when it has like multiple perspectives and purposes. So I think you tied that really nicely into the track Isn't She the Most Beautiful Thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. We're going to give it a listen and we're going to talk about it a little bit more. Maybe after we can come back and talk more about some inspiration processes, some reflections, other perspectives from Eveline during the creation of her track Isn't She the Most Beautiful Thing. We're also going to listen to a few more sort of singer-songwriter and indie alternative sounds as well, so definitely stick around to hear more from Eveline, more beautiful, amazing sounds. For now, we're going to listen to Eveline's amazing track Isn't She the Most Beautiful Thing.
Thank you. beautiful thing you've ever seen. You say you're gonna change, write it down on pretty paper.
We'll be right back. Tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Emiko's dream. Down by the ocean we go.
Hey.
Hey, what you know about rolling down in the deep when your brain goes numb? You can call them mental freeze when these people talk too much. But that thing is slow motion, yeah. I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
So cool, so awesome, so amazing. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You are listening to Raccoon City. And that was just Saltwater by
Emiko Wijesindera. It is a acapella mashup of eight different songs. And she did that song for her Ocean Song project. All the artists kind of had artistic liberty to take whatever direction they wanted to, and she decided to do an a cappella cover mashup. So that was that song, which I think is extremely impressive. There's not a single instrument in that track. If you could not tell, it's all a cappella, which means it is all vocals.
So cool. Thank you, Eveline. Eveline has joined us in the studio today. She is a singer-songwriter from Vancouver, Canada. So amazing. So cool. She just recently released a few new singles, one of them being Isn't She the Most Beautiful Thing, in collaboration with Ocean Song Project, which is why we were just talking about Ocean Song Project in the last track, which is called Saltwater. You can find it on different streaming platforms.
All streaming platforms as well.
All streaming platforms. Amazing. Super cool. And Eveline, I have a few questions.
Yes.
If you want to share and talk about some inspiration.